the real challenges here are long cultural change in communities that have just grew up company towns, then the company went away, and now they're kind of on their own, and the economy is gone, and so is the environment. So finding ways to really address all the compound problems that result from that is really what we've been working on.
And are places where there has been surface mining, or they take the top of a mountain, are they somehow materially different from towns that may have had coal mines?
Yes. We're really, the program actually puts these VISTA, Volunteers in Service to America positions, in to work with small community groups that are determined to address the problems of historic coal mining. Those are in classic company towns on watersheds that have long been degraded. Mountaintop removal is a whole different, much more contemporary regulatory issue, which, quite frankly, I don't deal with. So we work with pre-regulatory, pre-1977 coal mining. There was more than a century of it. It left a huge mess. And that's what these communities and the groups that I work with are attempting to address.
And so tell us how these volunteers help address the needs of mining communities. What do they end up doing?
Well, these are, again, we're talking about rural, isolated, underserved communities, sometimes with a population of 200 or 500 or 1,000. The capacity of groups, people who come together to try and sort of fix things, their capacity to address all of their needs, to address federal agencies in ways that are quickly accepted, to be able to write effective grants or to deal with public administrators usefully, is often limited. So what we've been able to work with the VISTA program, which is much like the domestic Peace Corps, essentially, and we bring college-trained young people willing to put a year of their life into America and hook those up with these small community groups that are committed to sponsoring that individual and to working with that individual to build their own capacity. So those VISTAs with the shed groups are writing grants to do water quality monitoring, to do environmental education, things like that. They are working on outreach and education efforts so that people are aware of the problems and actually do something about them. For a lot of places where environmental problems have just been ubiquitous and long-term, they kind of become part of the environment. People just accept it as the way it is. The groups we work with have decided that do that anymore, and they're actually trying to make a real difference, and that's where we can actually be very useful.
And what do you find is the economic basis of people's lives once the coal train has left town, and you say there's maybe only 200-300 people in these towns? What do they typically do for a living now?
Well, in a lot of these towns, you'll find high percentages of people who are on retirement or on disability. Just, they're not even employed. They're off the unemployment roll. You'll find people who are working like crazy with two jobs, commuting in two different directions to get out of the little town that they're in, and to a larger community or a place where they can get work. I think it's important to remember, however, that it's fascinating, at least to me culturally, to sort of realize that these little coal camps and Western mining communities aren't much different. You can, wreck the take away the economy and beat them with a stick, and they won't leave. And the reason they won't leave isn't because they're leaving. It's not because they don't do better. It's because they really practice what we preach as Americans about home and family and sense of place. I'm a Southern California native, so this is a whole new world for me, or it has been for the last 10, 15 years. And just sort of learning how people are so deeply embedded in their home and what that home really means to them, and then to enable them to really do something to make that better, has been one of the real rewards in this job.
We're talking this morning to Dr. Alan Comp. He's Program Analyst in Department of the Interior, Office of Surface Mining. He has organized volunteers through the VISTA program to go to coal mining towns and make connections with the federal government, apply for grants, and do other work that needs to be done. So how do you select your towns, and how many have you served so far?
We're working right now in about 40, and another 20 is on the way. Actually, the Secretary of the Interior has announced a big youth initiative, and he's now working with the Corporation for National Community Service to see if we can identify additional positions that would help us grow the team. The unmet need is huge. I mean, there are a lot of small communities in the Appalachian Coal Country, which extends from northeastern Pennsylvania to central Alabama and into Oklahoma and Indiana, places like that, where coal mining went on prior to 1977 and left an unreclaimed mess behind it.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Comp, do you find that when volunteers go into an area, and here we are sent by the federal government, that the reception is positive to these, you know, let's face it, kids, many of them might be from affluent families,
yep,
well-intentioned, but sometimes there might be a cultural difference there. How does that go? How does that come off when they arrive?
Well, there are cultural differences, but I've been doing this for about 8 years, and I'm an historian by training. So my real first concern was that we actually make sure that people coming into these communities fit into them well and effectively. Otherwise, they're just going to waste a lot of time and waste a year of their life. So each local sponsor has to be very thorough in introducing that VISTA volunteer to the community to make sure that the whole community understands that that person is there as a part of the community, not as some person from Mars who just landed and is now preaching at them about what they should do. We work pretty carefully in training with those VISTAs as well to make sure that they're culturally more aware than they might have been having finished two classes in college about Appalachia or something, and then just to make sure that they're effective in the work that they do.
Well, we thank you.
And we're actually a net importer of talent to Appalachia, so we must be doing something right.